Alright guys, this is Vix the Angel of Metal here at Manchester Academy 2. And I'm here backstage hanging out with Mark Grizzle from Soulfly. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm pretty good, how about you?
Good, real good.
Cool. You've just embarked on a 3-month really long tour.
Uh-huh.
What have you got expectations for this tour?
Packed shows and kids going crazy. Playing a lot of new stuff off our new record, and it's been great, you know. We've been out here now for about 2 weeks. Feels like we've been here for 3 months already, but you know, but yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, coming to Europe is always is a great time, you know. I mean, it's the best place for metal.
Absolutely. Yeah. But because you tour quite a lot and all over the place, does every city seem to like blend into one, or have you got a specific like highlight from each city? Or?
Yeah, they start to blend together, but you know, I like all the cities out here, you know. I think it's really cool here in Europe, you know, how you guys got like castles and stuff like that, and I hear here in England you got like dragons and hobbits and stuff. I've yet to see any, but I'm looking, you know. But yeah, no, I love it out here. It's a great time.
Yeah. Could find them in Scotland.
Oh yeah, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there yesterday. I didn't see any, so.
Aww.
I'll keep looking though.
Okay, cool. But you've been in Soulfly for about 6 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you enjoyed most about being in Soulfly?
Probably just, you know, the constant touring and you know, just always being busy with this band, you know. We're always on the road, you know, and to obviously to work with Max has been unbelievable, you know, because I'm such a big fan of everything Max has done over the years. So to be part of this band and to work with him is probably definitely the highlight, you know.
Right on, cool. Your recent release is Blood, Fire, War, Hate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be out on the 9th of February on a digital EP. Yeah?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was a bit...
That's news to me, yeah. Okay, sure. That sounds good. I didn't know. Yeah.
But they're going to be live recordings, which are from the gig in Poland in 2005.
Oh, the Digipack.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. That I think that came out a couple of months ago, I think. That was cool. Yeah. That was a good show we did a couple years ago. Damn, it was like 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love the new record. It came out really good, and the Digipack is awesome.
Well, it's the 9th of Feb in the UK, but why did you choose Poland of all the places?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe you know. I don't know. We just did it there for some reason, and you know, I will say though, the kids go crazy in Poland. I mean, Poland is definitely one of those countries out here that is crazy. You know.
Crazy people.
Yeah, they go nuts. I guess it's the Polish beer. I don't know. Yeah.
Never tried it personally. Yeah. Could be the water, could be the beer. You don't know. Okay, so first time when I saw you live ever was at Bloodstock last year.
Mm-hmm.
But how was the festival for you guys?
Yeah, it was a really cool festival. There was a lot of really good bands on that festival, and we had a great time. It was our first time ever playing Bloodstock, and I hope we do it this year too.
Right on, but what do you think about the European festivals?
Oh, they're amazing. I mean, you know, we don't really have anything like that in America other than like Ozfest or something. So, you know, when the summer rolls along, you know, I'm just always excited to come out here to Europe and do all these festivals. You know, last summer we did them all with Cavalera Conspiracy, and I think this year we're going to do it with Soulfly and Cavalera Conspiracy. So, you know, they're amazing. I mean, to get all that many people, you know, in one place to listen to metal, I mean, it's amazing, because that doesn't usually happen back home in the States, you know.
I heard that at Bloodstock you had the most insane pits going.
At Bloodstock, yeah?
Yeah.
it looked pretty crazy. I mean, between Bloodstock and the Download Festival last year with Cavalera Conspiracy, I mean, we had a circle pit last year that was just, like, ridiculous, you know. It was, yeah, it was crazy, you know.
Okay, cool. I hear that you're a bit of a sports nut. On the whole. So if you didn't go into music, would you consider being in sport? You know, would you have a career in sport?
Well, I think my father really wanted me to stick with baseball. yeah, you know, I probably would have, but, you know, I love music too much, you know. But, you know, music to me is a sport. I mean, you know, moshing and getting in the pit is a full contact sport, in my opinion, you know.
So yeah.
I'm still in sports, you know.
Should make it in the Olympics.
Yeah, I think so. There should be an Olympic, you know, moshing tournament, you know.
That'd be pretty rad. I can imagine it.
Last man standing, you know.
Yeah. Awesome. I was talking to another guitarist called Andy James from Sacred Mother Tongue. They're a band in the UK. Yeah. And he was saying that, you know, he kept on practicing and perfecting his technical playing ability. Mm-hmm. And I hear that you did the same as well, so you must be pretty obsessed about it.
Well, first and foremost, Andy James, honestly, is like one of my favorite guitar players, man.
And he says that you have to give him a buzz as well.
I
talked to him
yesterday. Oh yeah, yeah. He emailed me and we talked. So I think when we get to London, we're gonna hang out. I want to sit down and get a guitar lesson with him because that dude is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm blown away by his playing. You know, so everybody definitely needs to check him out. Yeah. What was the question again? I'm sorry.
You must be pretty obsessed about, you know, playing and just keep on practicing.
Yeah, I am obsessed with practicing, you know. I mean, that's what I'm doing here right now, you know.
He was playing in the dark.
In the dark. That's the best way to practice, you know, because you can conjure up all those spirits in the dark, you know. So that's kind of my thing to do. I think that's important, is to practice in the dark and do other things, you know.
Okay, on that note, moving on. what plans have you got for your solo career?
I don't know. I think the whole shred thing I'm getting tired of, and I'm thinking about becoming like a crooner, sort of like Frank Sinatra or something, you know?
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
Why not?
I'm thinking on my next record, you know? No, but I plan on just keep making records, you know, with my solo stuff and keep touring with that. You know, when I get a break from Soulfly and Cavalera Conspiracy, then I like to hit the road and do my solo tours. I've done like 4 U.S. tours, and I want to get over here to Europe now, definitely real soon, you know. So hopefully this year sometime I can come over here with the solo band.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, definitely.
What advice would you give to aspiring guitarists out there?
Just got to practice, you know. You have to just put the time in and just learn your favorite songs and learn your favorite solos note for note and just practice, you know, just until you get things sounding tight and good. And listen to all types of music too, you know.
Mm-hmm. And be obsessive as well about it.
Yes, be very obsessive. You have to be. You have to be.
Cool. I hear that, you know, you really like supporting unsigned bands by putting them on compilation CDs as well.
Yeah.
That is pretty good that, you know, someone of your stature actually looks at unsigned bands and supports the scene and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I hear something I like a lot and I think is really cool, I definitely try to support it as much as possible. You know, I think a lot of major labels look over a lot of bands that are really original and you know, really doing something different just because it's so far out there, you know. So I try if I hear something cool, I definitely try to, you know, like with those sampler CDs, I used to take a bunch of bands I like and put them all on a CD and pay to get them pressed up, and then I put them out in the merch booth for free on Soulfly tours, you know.
Cool. Is there any more CDs in the works? Like,
I'm working on it, you know. We'll see what happens, you know. I'm kind of, you know, I think I may bring it back down to mixtapes because it's cheaper now, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's all right. It's cool. So to check out more on this very cool dude, then go on to myspace.com/MarkRizzo or check out www.soulflyweb.com. So thank you, Mark, for taking time out to do this interview, and all the best in the future.
Thank you. You too.
Angel Metal, Mark Rizzo, keep it loud.